Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into Amen science, and specifically, how to tune and arrange an Amen break inside Ableton Live 12 so it feels surgical, musical, and absolutely ready for a real drum and bass track. This is not about just making the break go faster. At 174 BPM, that loop can turn into chaos fast if you don't shape it with intention. The goal here is to make the Amen work like part of the arrangement, part of the tension, part of the groove engine. Not just a loop sitting on top of the track, but something that helps stride intros, drops, switch-ups, and breakdowns. So let's start with a foundation. First, set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. If you want that classic roller or jungle energy, 174 BPM is a great place to land. Then organize your session into three groups: drums, bass, and atmos or FX. That might sound basic, but in D&B, organization is part of the sound. If the break and bass are fighting in the same space from the beginning, the mix gets muddy very quickly. Inside the drums group, load your Amen sample onto an audio track first. Before you even start chopping, listen to it in context. The Amen is famous because of its ghost notes, push-pull timing, and that natural live drummer feel. The trick is not to flatten that out. You want to keep the movement, not sterilize it. Now in clip view, set warp mode to beats. That's usually the best choice for a percussive break like this, because it keeps the transients sharp and makes slicing more predictable. If the sample feels a little stiff, you can compare it with Complex Pro, but for most Amen workflows, beats will give you the cleanest control. Before you process anything, check your clip gain. If the break is hitting too hard, trim it down first. Try to keep it peaking around -12 to -8 dB before plugins. Good gain staging gives you more room to shape the groove later without crushing the life out of it. Next, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if you want the most performance control, or 1/8 if you want a more predictable map. Ableton will build a drum rack for you, and this is where the fun really starts. Now you can play the break like an instrument. Start by placing the main snare where it naturally wants to sit, then add ghost notes around it. A lot of beginners make the mistake of only keeping the obvious backbeat hits, but the ghost notes are where the Amen gets its character. They create motion, swing, and that almost conversational feel between hits. Try placing a few ghost notes just ahead of the snare or just after it. That tiny timing shift can make the whole groove feel way more alive. Keep your kick fragments used as punctuation, not constant filler. You don't want every slice firing all the time. A strong approach is to think in phrases, not just bars. For example, your first two bars might repeat a strong Amen idea, then bar 3 can change a kick pickup, and bar 4 can lead into a fill. That's how the break starts behaving like arrangement material instead of a static loop. And yes, don't be afraid to move a few notes slightly off-grid. A few milliseconds early or late can create that rolling, broken jungle vibe without sounding messy. The magic is in the feel, not strict grid perfection. Now let's talk about tuning. This is the part that really turns this from cool break sample into Amen science. Even though the Amen is a drum recording, it still has tonal content in the snare body, tom resonance, and room tone. That means it can clash with your bass if you ignore it. You're not trying to make the break into a melody, but you are trying to make its body sit more naturally with the track. Use tuner, or just your ears against the key of the song, and see where the break feels centered. Then use clip transpose or simpler transpose to shift it slightly if needed. Small moves are best here. Usually -1 to -3 semitones is more than enough. If your track is in something like F minor and the break feels too bright or too nasal, nudging it down a semitone or two can help it sit better. The important thing is not to overthink it. You're not tuning every drum hit like a synth line. You're aligning the character of the break to the tonal space of the track, so the groove feels intentional. Now we shape it. Our really solid stock Ableton chain for the Amen is EQ8, saturator, glue compressor or drum bus, and utility. Start with EQ8. High pass the break somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if your sub is carrying the bottom end. That's a big one indeed, NB. If the break still feels boxy, make a gentle cut around 300 to 500 Hz. If the snare is getting harsh, a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz can calm it down. You're just cleaning space, not hollowing it out. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Try 2 to 6 dB and keep an ear on the transient edge. If needed, turn on soft clip. This can give the break some density and attitude without needing heavy compression. After that, use glue compressor lightly if you want cohesion. Think ratio around 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. You want the break to feel glued. not flattened. If you want a more aggressive flavor, drum bass can work too, but be careful. A little drive can add body and crunch, but too much and the groove gets tired. Finish with utility. Use it to keep the low-end mono and to check whether your stereo width is actually helping. Indeed, NB, mono compatibility matters a lot. A wide break might sound exciting in headphones, but if it falls apart on a club system, it's not doing the job. Now let's build the groove. Open the groove pool and audition subtle swing values. For an Amen-based DNB groove, less is usually more. Try something like MPC 16 swing 54 to 58, then apply it lightly. Timing around 20 to 45%, velocity around 10 to 30%, and keep random low unless you want a rougher jungle feel. Then go into the MIDI clip and shape velocities manually. Main snare hits should be stronger. Ghost notes should stay low. Kick fragments can vary depending on how much emphasis you want. This is one of those places where the groove really starts to feel human. A lot of the vibe comes from what is quiet, not just what is loud. You can also make little phrase level edits. Mute one slice every 2 or 4 bars. Move a hat slightly earlier for a fill. Reverse a tiny break fragment for a bit of tension. Those small changes stop the loop from feeling like a copy-paste and make it feel composed. Next, let's lock the amen against the bass. In drum and bass, the bass and break have to dance together. They shouldn't be wrestling. Build your bass structure with a mono sub and a mid bass or a Reese layer. Keep the sub simple and centered using utility. Then make sure the break is high-passed enough that it isn't fighting the sub. If you need more space, notch the bass a little around the snare's presence area. You can sidechain the bass lightly to the kick or the drum pattern if the groove is dense. Just don't overdo it. The point isn't to make everything pump like EDM. The point is to let the break and bass answer each other. Let the amen fill the gaps between bass hits, and let the bass answer on the downbeats or after snare accents. That call and response relationship is a huge part of why DNB feels so energetic. Bass creates impact. Now we arrange it like a real tune. A strong starting point is a 32-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 8 can be your intro tease, with a filtered amen and some atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16 can bring in the first drop with the full break and the main bass idea. Bars 17 to 24 can add variation, maybe a new slice or a short fill. And bars 25 to 32 can strip things back for transition or exit. Use auto filter to build tension in the intro. Start with the break filtered down and open it gradually. You can also throw some reverb or delay on selected hits, especially for transitions or lead-ins to a drop. A short reverb throw on a snare or a reverse amen swell before the drop can make the next section hit much harder. And here's a useful teacher tip. Think by phrases, not just bars. A bar can be technically correct and still feel wrong if the energy arc is off. Work in 2-bar and 4-bar chunks so your edits support the bigger motion of the track. If you want to get more advanced with the transition, resample a few amen slices and process them into FX. You can reverse a fragment, add a long reverb tail, or use beat repeat and echo to make a glitchy fill. These are great because they still sound connected to the break, instead of feeling like random stock risers dropped on top. For heavier or darker DNB, this is also where silence becomes powerful. Pull the break away for half a bar before a drop, then slam back in. That kind of negative space can hit harder than piling on more layers. Before you call it done, do a final bus check. Group your drums and bass separately, then listen in context. On the drum bus, use glue compressor lightly for cohesion, but don't squash the transient life out of the break. On the master while drafting, keep headroom around minus 6 dB peak. Also check mono. If the break loses too much energy in mono, reduce widening or ambience and keep the core rhythm focused. A great final test is simple. Loop 8 bars of just drums and bass, and ask yourself 3 questions. Is the snare consistent? Is the sub clean? And does the arrangement leave enough space for the groove to breathe? If the answer is yes, you're in great shape. So let's recap the big ideas. Slice the amen into playable parts. Tune it lightly so it sits with the track. Shape it with stock Ableton tools like EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, drum bus, and utility. Keep the break and sub separated. Use ghost notes, swing, and micro edits to create movement. Then arrange it in phrases, not just loops, so it feels like a proper drum and bass section. That's the whole point of Amen Science. You're not just using a classic break. You're making it work like a modern DNB weapon. Now load up a break. Start chopping and make it roll.